We've all been there. Noisy uni flatmates. Music blaring. Phones going off in the library. But with long-lasting battery life on the lightweight and portable Dell XPS powered by Intel Core Ultra, you can get away from the distractions without needing to find a plug. So you can get back to, well, built for those who get things done. The Dell XPS. Built for you. Dell.co.uk/learning.
Support for this show comes from Odoo. Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? Introducing Odoo. It's the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that makes your work easier. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. That's why over thousands of businesses have made the switch. So why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Welcome to Switched On Pop. I'm producer Rihanna Cruz.
I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
This week on Switched On Pop, we've been exploring the new sound of pop music through the lens of what I have come to dub feral pop for its uninhibited, experimental, genre-blending sensibilities. We've already spoken about the DJ Nino Jirachi and the pop star Underscores and how they both speak to this vibe through a palpable love for EDM and dubstep. And on that same vibe, there's digital sounds and textures and an approach that indicates no genre is off limits, often switching through multiple in the same song. It's a very tactile genre and speaks soundly to younger listeners, think Gen Z and Gen Alpha, which is fitting because today we're going to be talking about the third artist I find to be firmly on the feral pop roster, the rapper Too Hollis, who is only 22 years old. So he's very much a young artist making music for young people. I know I'm talking to two elder millennials, so don't get scared. Here's his song, Poster Boy.
I'm shaking in my New Balances.
Shaking in my Ons. No, my Hokas.
This song is off of his 2023 album titled 2, and in it you could hear a lot of the elements we've been talking about all week.
Dubstep beats, lots of electronic, digital, fragmented sounds, vocals which are almost unintelligible because of how highly they're processed. Same vibe.
Yeah, it's a hybrid electronic rap pop sound. I know you can't hear the lyrics too much, and that's by design. You know, it's so lo-fi, you can't even make out the words he's saying, but it's like Too Hollis here is his own instrument. You know, his voice is chopped and kind of ingrained into the mix in such a way that his vocal is not a disparate element.
Like the vocal is part of the overall texture of the sound, not something that is being accompanied by the other musical elements.
Totally.
Yeah, the vocal is just another instrument.
I appreciate you identifying us as elder millennials, Rihanna, because out of all the feral pop we've heard this week, this is the hardest for me to digest. The distortion, the unintelligible vocals, the harsh synths, it is a mix of elements that feel like they are designed to repel me.
I mean, what do you want out of feral pop, Nate? You want some Steely Dan, some highly produced, you know, beautiful hi-fi records where you can hear every harmony and instrument? No, if you want to be feral, it's got to be this messy.
This is the most feral thing we've listened to, in my opinion. This is like a cat that needs to be spayed. You know, this is deeply feral.
It's funny that you guys think this is the most feral because of all the music that we've talked about this week. of all the artists that I brought under the Feral Pop umbrella, I feel the most confident in asserting that Tu Hollis is going to be the biggest deal very soon. Part of me says that because he is a Nepo baby. His mom founded a music PR firm and his dad is a musician. So the press push that he's had has been absolutely unmatched. But Tu Hollis is kind of already a big deal by underground standards. He has a really big dedicated fan base. That song Poster Boy has almost 200 million streams on Spotify. It's pretty simple. It's only 2 minutes long and seems made to score slow motion fan cams of popular movie actors, as it has been on social media. It reminds me of the big TikTok hit from a few years ago that we had covered on a Chartbreakers episode, the song Ecstasy by Suicidal Idol.
Yeah, that song haunted me ever since you played it for us, Rihanna. And
it's really catchy.
Is it? Wow. See, this is, I mean, I'm fascinated because I feel like we are now starting to fracture a little bit in our consensus in a way that I think is really revealing. That song I find catchy, but in a really dark way.
Yeah.
And the fact that you think Tu Hollis is going to be the biggest of all these artists, maybe defies what I said on previous episodes of this series of like, oh, I'm feeling optimistic for, you know, these musicians and their generation. This, I'm not sensing the optimism anymore. I'm not sensing the love of digital technology. I'm sensing more of the disillusionment or disassociation.
It feels the most appropriate. I mean, underneath this entire discussion of feral pop and this embrace of digital technology has been the embrace of old technology that was safe and unthreatening. We live in a moment where new graduates are booing the CEOs of major tech companies. So I think it's really appropriate to have this sort of voice like Tu Hollis, something that is a little more menacing, a little more foreboding. It feels like it's fitting.
Very doomer core.
That blown out bass and snare is so distressing to me.
When it comes to the overall repertoire of Tu Hollis, I gotta admit, of the three artists that we've been talking about, I'm probably the least familiar with his work, but only because I think a lot of Tu Hollis's appeal is a bit harder to explain musically. So it goes back to something that I said about Poster Boy that we've been discussing, the fact that the vocals are so lo-fi, they're like obscured, you can't really hear what he's saying. And his voice comes through clearer on his newer music, which we'll get to, but Poster Boy was the song that blew him up. And the fact that you can't really tell anything about the guy behind the lyrics is a huge part of his whole appeal, and it bleeds into the music. Are you guys familiar with the concept of aura?
Aura, as in the overall vibe, the magical content you put out on the internet that gives everyone the right feels?
No, they're talking about Walter Benjamin, the artist in the age of mechanical reproduction, the erratic quality, the ritualistic relationship that we try and maintain to art, even in an age of now digital reproduction. I believe that's what is meant by aura.
Yeah, I don't think I'm talking about either of those. It's not talking about Walter Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Benjamin. Benjamin.
Yeah.
It's not the Webster's definition of aura either. There's a new Gen Z and Gen Alpha definition of aura as a descriptor. It's something can have aura. It's a tangible thing that you want. People seek out aura. Aura is a sign of being cool. It's a sign of being unbothered. We are in an aura economy. The more aura that you have, the better. And the appeal of Tu Hollis is that he's like aura personified. Huh. It's an appearance thing. He looks like a mythic Lord of the Rings creature. He has super long, wavy, platinum blonde hair, often wears a fuck ton of eyeliner to bring out his piercing brown eyes. And in an article for Pitchfork, Alphonse Pierre described him as being built like Nosferatu.
Yeah, he's like 7 feet tall.
What?
He has porcelain skin that has never seen the sun.
It's very vampiric. And if you put that all together, it is a pretty compelling image for an artist and one that naturally connects with an aesthetic-focused generation, of which he is a part of, that is engaging with everything, including feral pop, image first. So going back to the music, Poster Boy is his most popular song, I think, for a reason, because the distortion on his vocal plays into this idea of him being a mysterious figure who you can't really know too much about.
Brianna, I feel like there's a sonic equivalent to this visual aura that you're talking about, because one of the things that all three of these artists we've talked about in the world of feral pop all have is this sound, which is completely over the top.
Mm.
And I don't mean over the top as a vague descriptor, but as a very specific music technique. Let's see if I can demonstrate. First of all, we need to open up Serum, which is the synthesizer that basically enabled the late stages of dubstep. It's the digital synthesizer that everybody uses. When you open up Serum, it's going to sound kind of like this. Nothing that interesting. You can detune that sound. You can change the timbre from that saw wave to one that I see here called Gremlin. Add a bunch more oscillators, which are basically sound sources. Filter it and add some modulation. All right, now you're getting pretty close to like dubstep Skrillex sound.
Lots of wubs.
But what's missing is that OTT, that over-the-top quality. And OTT is a style of compression that basically takes all of the loudest parts of your sound and squashes them, and all of the quietest parts of your sound and makes those even louder. It's a way of almost like digitally flattening and enhancing everything. So here is the sound with no OTT. And here's some OTT. You add some more effects. And you've got a big part of that feral pop sound. That OTT is on everything. Like, here's a screaming bass. Put the OTT on it. Ah, yeah, I hate it. You can hear it just makes everything edgier, brighter, more intense, completely over the top. And that OTT sound, which started as an Ableton preset on a compressor and is now a plugin that people use on all kinds of synth sounds, that is just common throughout the entire feral pop sound. It's that digital flattening, hyper aggressive sound you hear on all the synthesizers.
That's really cool, because it puts a word to the thing that I've just been calling digital distortion this entire time.
There often are forms of distortion on there as well, but what the OTT does is it takes all of those characteristics of distortion and makes them over the top.
We've all been there. Noisy uni flatmates, music blaring, phones going off in the library. But with long-lasting battery life on the lightweight and portable Dell XPS powered by Intel Core Ultra, you can get away from the distractions without needing to find a plug. So you can get back to, well, built for those who get things done. The Dell XPS. Built for you. Dell.co.uk/learning.
Support for this show comes from Odoo. Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? Introducing Odoo. It's the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that makes your work easier. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. That's why over thousands of businesses have made the switch. So why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Support for this show comes from Fetch Pet Insurance. Do you have a pet? Every 6 seconds, a pet owner in the U.S. gets hit with a vet bill of over $1,000. And it's almost always an unwelcome surprise. That's where Fetch Pet Insurance comes in. Fetch is the most complete pet insurance. Get paid back up to 90% of vet bills. You can use any vet in the U.S. and Canada. All vets are in network. Go to fetchpet.com/save right now for your free quote. That's fetchpet.com/save.
Well, speaking of the top, I think we should listen to the song Flash from the top.
One, two, flash.
This song is off of his record Star that came out last year, and we're hearing more electronic sounds here. The MRI sound that we talked about in Underscore's song Music is back, and I think there's a lot of similarities between the two tracks.
Yeah, that.
They both start with the MRI bass, as we've called it.
MRI bass.
And have these ad-libs that float in. You know, they're both going, yeah, and stuff like that.
The sound of computer music. This is music that was recorded to the computer with computer sounds, recorded in a room. There's no sense of like being in the studio.
Yeah.
It is stuff that is completely made.
It's airless.
On a device, which doesn't make it inhuman by any means. Maybe part of what makes Nate uncomfortable is so much of the stuff that you grew up loving the deepest. Like, you can hear the room. Mm. You can hear the players responding to each other. This is everything programmed. This is everything manipulated and done in this very flat kind of way where there is no sense of space.
It's anechoic pop, vacuum sealed.
Another word for it could be DIY.
Yeah, it's very DIY. I mean, it feels like this could be made on a laptop that someone's had for a lot of years and is not running so well anymore and still makes some really awesome sounds.
Yeah, the vocals on here feel like they're being sung into like the Apple headphone microphone, you know, holding it above your lips. It's not clean by any means. And his voice, we could hear it a lot clearer on Flash than we can on Poster Boy, obviously. It's very bright, and it's kind of giving, like, boy band pop punky heartthrob. Mm. Would you believe it? When we started, wasn't so far. How the fuck we at where we are? Hell, you wanna be a star? When we stopped, but that would be wrong. How the fuck we went all night long? Hell, you wanna be a star? Cameras on. Cameras on.
It's poppy, hooky melodies, except for it has that DIY quality because it's showing you all of its edits, right? So typically when we record a vocal, we record what we call a comp, where you do many, many takes of a vocal and you cut together the very best parts. And you want to do so that it sounds invisible. You can't tell that it was different takes. Here, Two Hollis is cutting into himself, where one line is starting before the other line ends. It's highly digital. It's clearly made in a non-linear method, and it's showing its methodology by not covering up any of its rough edges. Would you believe it? When we started, wasn't so far. How the fuck we at where we are? How you wanna be a star?
When we stop it, that would be wrong. It's very chaotic in a way that I find extremely stressful.
You just need some exposure therapy. We're going to put Two Hollis on your headphones as you go to sleep for the next 2 weeks. You're going to be very red-eyed and not well-rested, but by the end of those 2 weeks, you're going to be converted.
I believe it. I am acknowledging my instinctual reactions, and the fact that I'm having those reactions signals that what Rihanna's been saying is probably true. This is forward-looking music. It's reaching beyond what I'm comfortable with in a way that is signaling what is to come.
I hate to call Two Hollis the voice of a generation, but I do think he's speaking to a generation of listeners who grew up listening to pop, electronic, rap on the same iPod, and he's synthesizing them all at the same time. The way he says in the chorus, cameras on flash, cameras on flash, it's a cadence that you hear a lot in trap music. Cameras on.
Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on. Cameras on.
I also describe the underscores B as futuristic trap music, like trap music beamed from 100 years into the future and is abstracted so far from what we know trap music to be. That's present on this song as he's rapping, and the lyrics in Flash are on the same wave as Poster Boy. They discuss meta-narratives around fame and celebrity. I want to stay on this first verse for a little bit because there's the refrain of Holly wanna be a star, with the idea of this flashing cameras and swarming paparazzi. Holly wanna be a star. We stop it, that would be wrong. We went on night long. Holly wanna be a star. Cameras on us. Cameras on us. It's an angle that is almost prophetic, which I find to be another similarity to underscores, as we talked about last episode. There's a lot of fixation from these artists on the concept of fame, legacy, and a potential reason for this could be that these artists are currently making music, and in this time, people are finding it harder to make money, and simultaneously, the idea of being famous and being a celebrity looks different than it did 10, 20 years ago. And so all of these artists are processing that in their own way. This idea of fame and how Two Hollis is situated in it is a lyrical through line throughout Star, the album. He starts it off with visions of grandeur, even preempting the song Flash on the track Beginning.
Hey, pay attention. You are now witness to something great. Right now, Flash. Right now, you're witness to something great.
The word flash, the camera flash. It's also on the song Sidekick.
Wow. That is so hard to listen to. I am struck that we already heard a song about sidekicks, right? That was Underscores.
That was Underscores. Yeah. Yeah, your favorite sidekick.
Interesting. What a surprising theme.
Celebrity? White superstar running out of mileage. Can't sleep 2 a.m. I don't really mind it. Ring, ring, pick it up. I could be a sidekick.
Sidekick is also another piece of outdated technology.
Ooh,
a phone
correct.
Called the sidekick.
Yeah.
So it comes into that theme. But it's also interesting of this idea of like, sidekick, you know, it's such a, I don't know, it feels very of the moment to me in some ways. Like, you know, I'm not gonna expect like a deep devoted relationship with someone. It's like I could just be a sidekick.
It's very modern. It's very like Polycule, Friends with Benefits vibe. So looking at the Feral Pop checklist with regards to Flash, we have the lyrical slant, we have the genre bending. You know, this type of sound has been labeled rave rap for the way it combines hip hop and trap sensibilities with electronic production. And there's definitely that over the top digital crunch to it all, as Charlie talked about. On Flash, these textures come through even harder in the back half of the song, where we have the build and drop that also makes the connection to Feral Pop's larger EDM vibes. We get the hard style kick here, the bit crush, doof,
yes.
Doof, doof. Feels like you're being zapped with a laser, you know, it collapses into a full hard style techno beat. This electronic influence is all over Two Hollis's catalog. He does the same thing on the song Crush.
Whoa.
That crush is what happens when in Star Wars they get set down into the trash compactor, and in the movie they all get saved, but if you don't get saved and the trash compactor crushes you, that's what happens.
That scream.
And you scream,
in there too.
Crash!
So it's clear, you know, Tu Halas loves this digital breakdown. And while he's influenced by the same sounds as Nina, Jirachi, and Underscores, and clearly has an affinity for more hardcore styles of EDM, I was puzzled slightly because it seems so different than the version of EDM that Nina and Underscores focus on and embody. You know, it's less dubstep and more hard style and techno. Flash has everything else going for it. You know, it has the lyrical elements, it has the genre mashing, it has the digitized elements of feral pop, all in the same song. But I was wondering, where's the Skrillex, right? Hell, you wanna be a star? Yeah. We stop it, that would be wrong. We went all night long. Hell, you wanna be a star? Cameras on. First, I chalked it up to Tu Halas being roped into the hip hop community. You know, he opened up for rapper Ken Carson on tour, has courted a very strong rap fan base. But then I was like, no, Skrillex has lots of clout in the hip hop community. He's worked with lots of hip hop artists. And then I Googled Tu Halas Skrillex to see if he had talked about him as an influence or something. So remember when I said he was a Nepo baby? His mom with the PR firm had actually founded a record label with Skrillex called Ausla.
Oh, yeah.
And Tu Halas says that Skrillex never mentored him, but come on, let's be real here.
I just got to say that even though Vulture's Nate Jones coined the term Nepo baby, and it is a real thing, in the world of music, I really deeply believe that no matter the connections you have, the music also has to hit. There's so much music that comes out any given day. We like to always believe that there's someone, you know, behind the scenes pulling the strings, and that's the thing that makes it work. Getting exposure is not easy, but people are really responding to the music. Shows in Brooklyn sold out, people going nuts to Tu Halas.
When I did a little bit more listening to Tu Halas's back catalog, I saw that he even made a bona fide Skrillex core dubstep song on the 2024 record Boy. It's the track 3. And people think that the 3 is in relation to the three lines in Skrillex's logo. That's a little bit too conspiratorial for me, but the song speaks for itself.
That's the Skrillex.
Whoa.
That's like the hardcore version of dubstep, because it has the MRI machine thing, which is really like, it's a trance gate is the technical term probably. It's got the super micro chopped sudden bursts of sound that you don't expect. It's got the roaring, screaming bass.
Definitely.
Tu Halas publicly dedicated the song 3 to Skrillex. And yeah, it makes sense. It's a more lo-fi version of the stuff that Skrillex was doing, especially in the early 2010s, on songs like Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
Yes! Oh my God!
That Oh My God, courtesy of a YouTube video of cup stacking champion Rachel Nedro. I want to say that's your name. I mean, we wrote about this in our book years ago, and I might be getting that right, but one of the great samples of the 21st century. Oh my gosh.
Iconic.
Shout out to Rachel Nedro, wherever you are stacking cups these days, hopefully stacking paper. But
again, all of the elements of feral pop are present in the music of Tu Halas. He's giving us a refreshing, exciting, and youthful take on all the genres he's pulling from: trap and rage music from people like Playboi Carti, electropunk a la Crystal Castles, and the image and aura farming of the big rock stars of yesteryear. And there's still the looming influence of Skrillex. And this is why I think that he's poised to blow up the most, because he is the embodiment of the scene in a lot of ways, and also connects with these disparate audiences. Like, electronic fans love him, rap fans love him, pop fans love him, creating a perfect storm of success.
Nate, how you feeling now?
I feel a little disquieted, a little concerned, and yet I feel like those emotions are a signal that everything Rihanna's saying is factually true. This is the music of the future. I'm not ready for it, but I'm going to try and get on board, folks. I'm going to try to go feral.
Youthful music is often designed to be of its generation and cut out the generation that came before by being aggressive, by being uncomfortable, by being feral. And so I just want to point out that, like, I appreciate you for naming how you're feeling. And I think for any of us that have that feeling of discomfort when we hear something, it's often a way of saying, ooh, maybe I should lean in so I can get to know that thing better. Truly, if you just try it a few more times, you're going to be nodding your head or tearing off all of your clothing, running off into the woods and going completely feral.
Yeah, a lot of these artists came of age at a time when the internet was more necessary than ever. I think the global lockdown and everybody having to be online and engage with each other on the internet is a defining factor in the way that Gen Z and Gen Alpha process the world. And so it makes sense that this music has been extremely successful and connecting with this age bracket. From Nina Jirachi to Underscores to Two Hollis, I find that there's more than enough reasons for us all to get feral. And I'll be looking forward to seeing what pop music gets undomesticated in the years to come.
Switched on Pop is produced by Raina Cruz, edited by Lissa Soap, engineered by Brandon McFarlane, illustrations by R.S. Gottlieb, video by Nick Rips. Our theme song is by Zach Tenario and Jossie Adams of Arc Iris. We're a member of the Vox Media Podcast Network and a production of Vulture, which is part of New York Magazine. You can subscribe at nymag.com/pod. Rihanna, you knocked it out of the park with your feral pop 3 episodes in a row. Thank you for doing this. It's been so much fun. I feel very enlightened to hear some new music. People can check out more music on our podcast at switchedonpop.com. We'll be back again next Tuesday. And until then, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
We've all been there. Noisy uni flatmates, music blaring, phones going off in the library. But with long-lasting battery life on the lightweight and portable Dell XPS powered by Intel Core Ultra, you can get away from the distractions without needing to find a plug. So you can get back to, well, built for those who get things done. The Dell XPS, built for you. Dell.co.uk/learning.
Support for this show comes from Odoo. Running a business is hard enough, so why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? Introducing Odoo. It's the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that makes your work easier. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, and more. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. That's why over thousands of businesses have made the switch. So why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.